Okay, let's see. We have Kathy and Steve, and we'll try to get to both of you. Go, Kathy.
Hi, Dr. Wright. I'm excited to get to talk to you. I've talked to Dr. Sherman a couple times, but
yay.
Right to the point. I had a DEXA scan a few weeks ago and didn't think I had anything to worry about because I'm, you know, fairly active and have always carried in most of my life a little extra weight on my bones, so didn't think I had a lot to worry about. And just got the results in the mail yesterday and no letter of explanation from my doctor yet. This is from the lab. And it shows that I'm at a high risk for fracture in my spine.
Oops.
And that's just what it says, fracture risk high. And so I was reading over these numbers and going, this doesn't look very good. So I immediately ordered your vitamins, the AM and PM ones.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm curious, when I take those, I also take your macular degeneration formulation, Ocudyne.
Okay,
too.
Ocudyne, yes.
Uh-huh. And yes, so I take four of those in the morning. And so I'm curious how to mix all these vitamins so that I get the most benefit out of them. Is it okay to take the Ocudyne with the AM of the min vitamin, whatever it's called?
Yes, ma'am. The one thing to keep apart was taught to us by the lead researcher in strontium. His name was Jean-Paul Marie. And he tells us don't take calcium and strontium at the same time. Not that it'll hurt anything, but they interfere with each other getting in. And that's why the AM and the PM on the osteomins. So if you just look at that Ocudyne and make sure you don't take and see if how much calcium, if there is calcium present in there, how much, don't take it at the same time as the strontium-containing product.
Gotcha. And I also take niacinamide because I've listened to your program for a long time. And I take that at night usually because I assume it absorbs better while I'm sleeping, or at least in my imagination it does. So is that okay to take with the PM formula?
No problem there at all, ma'am. No problem there at all.
Okay, good. Okay. And fish oil for both, is that no problem either?
Okay. Now, fish oil... let's see. You don't want to be taking that with iron, particularly. I don't think there's iron in the osteomins at all. It's not required for bones. But check the other one to see if there's any iron in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, ma'am.
All right.
I'm sorry. We got to shut up because the music's coming here, and I'm sorry. And thank you for calling, ma'am. I'm sorry we've got someone waiting, but that's radio. So please do call back next week. And if you tell the person who answers the phone that you were hanging out at the end and didn't get fit in, we'll try to put you first.